Let's discuss the relationship between the master clock, local clock, and the offsets at a local intersection by using a time-space diagram. In this image, the upper portion shows an east-west street with the east-west going from left to right. It includes two intersections in this case, First Street and Second Street. The bottom portion of the image represents a time-space diagram. In this case, the vertical axis represents time starting at zero. The horizontal axis represents distance. Let's now focus in on a single intersection signal timing. Look at First Street. The green, as shown right here, indicates the green time for Main Street. This is followed by a yellow and then all red portion. This green, yellow, and then red is repeated over and over. Also shown on the diagram is the phase split time. The phase split time is the movements green plus yellow plus all red, as shown in the image right here. In addition, we can see the cycle length for this given intersection, shown here. It is often referenced to the beginning of Main Street yellow. It will repeat over and over and over. In this case, our cycle length happens to be 100 seconds. The other concept to illustrate here is the local intersection offset. Often this is referenced to the beginning of Main Street yellow. In this example, you'll see that the offset is 45 seconds after the master point at First Street. That is shown here on the diagram. In other words, the Main Street yellow for First Street begins 45 seconds after the master zero point. At Second Street, we see that the offset is at 80 seconds after the Main Street, after the master zero point. Notice the relative difference in time between the offsets. In the next slide, we'll discuss why the offsets have this relative difference.